Chapter 4. Search for the Mystical Word, the Nam. There was an intense and passionate longing in my mind to be initiated into the holy order of the Khalsa. Even before I was actually blessed with the baptismal nectar, the Amrit, I had, after close study, developed a deep understanding and reverence for the religious principles of Sikh philosophy. I did not consider the baptism of Guru Gobind Singh to be merely a religious rite or a ceremony without any spiritual significance. I really thought that it would open the portals of my soul and introduce me to the highest state of spiritual life, and even give me a glimpse of the light of God. I firmly believe that if the Panch Pyare, who prepared the Amrit, are ideal Sikhs, and if the novice, who received the Amrit, is mentally and spiritually prepared for it, the baptism works the miracle of an entente in introducing the initiated to a higher spiritual life. Even before taking Amrit, I had been blessed 3 times with such spiritual experiences, which had indeed deepened my faith. So like an Indian maid, eagerly waiting for her wedding day, I was anxiously waiting for the sacred moment. Oh, how I longed for the sacred moment when I would be his bride. It was possible that the wedding day would also be the day of spiritual union with the Lord. On the long-awaited, auspicious day of baptism ceremony, I was happy to see that everything was conducted well. But even before the Amrit was duly administered, an outsider who was neither one of the Panch Pyare nor the Granthi uttered into her ears a divine name. This act of the intruder disturbed my mind and soul considerably, and I believe that this method of imparting the divine name by a man who did not represent the Guru was against the established spiritual tradition and law. The result was that my mind and soul could not imbibe the real inspiration of the divine name. However, when the Panch Pyare administered the Amrit, there was dramatic change in my inner life. I felt the spiritual rebirth. The past seemed to be dead and forgotten. At the moment of initiation, I did not have any higher mystical experiences, nor did I have the much desired glimpse of his light. Nevertheless, whole code of religious and social conduct fixed by Guru Gobind Singh for an ideal Khalsa became deeply rooted in my life and soul and was permanently engraved on the tablet of my heart. After the baptism, I experienced a unique joy and better understanding of the daily prayers, the Japji, Anansad, Sukhmani, which I had memorized before the initiation. Day and night, the recitation of these prayers became my sole preoccupation and sustenance. I had already given up government service, which I considered harmful to spiritual freedom. I believed Gurbani to be different from divine name. As a matter of fact, I believed that the Guru's Bani were symbolic of the divine name. The recitation of Gurbani and the continuous meditative repetition of Sukhmani brought an exaltation in thoughts and spiritual understanding. I now began to feel that the divine name was some mystic word quite apart from Gurbani, and it was possible to repeat it with every breath. I also felt that God would be attained only through the divine name, and to attain him was the main object of my life as a Sikh. I was also convinced that in Sikhism there was only one distinct mystic name. But in the sacred hymns of Guru Granth, I found many names of God, Ram, Hari, Gobind, Allah, etc. Yet I could not make out which name was the mystic word, essential for the contemplative life of the Khalsa. I began to search it. In my mind was an instant faith that the Guru Granth Sahib would reveal it to me. Who besides the Lord could reveal it and inspire me with it? Seeking the aid of the Lord, I turned all my thoughts to it. My thirst for the knowledge of the divine name became deep and poignant. I recited the prayers, sang the sacred songs, sought holy company, and I lived in an unbroken communion with the Eternal Spirit. Gurbani was my spiritual food and the sole sustenance of my life. To join the congregational singing and seek the holy gatherings, the satsang, became a dominant passion. I did not feel inclined to be separated from the spiritual communion even for a moment. The eagerness to know the mystic name and have a real vision of the divine light increased day by day. During these days, preparations were afoot at home to send me to Abbottabad, now in Pakistan, on a government post. I was not willing to go, but my friends like Bayinder Singh Lambardar of Mehman Singh Wala addressed me in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib and persuaded me to accept it as a command of the congregation. I requested them to pray for me and get the blessings. After a congregational prayer, the holy Guru Granth Sahib was opened and the first hymn on the left page was accepted as the Guru's command. This was the hymn: "The dead has been revived through spiritual breath. The separated soul has been united with him. My mind, foolish, dumb, beastly, and satanic, is awakened. My lips vibrate with the song of his name. Lo, such is the glory of the perfect Guru. He can never be evaluated. Sorrow and sickness of the soul is uprooted. It abides now in bliss and glorification. Unaware, I have got all I had desired. All my wishes have been fulfilled. Here in the world, there is happiness for thee. In the next world, your face will shine in pristine glory. The cycle of birth and death has ended. With his name in the heart, the mind has become fearless. The true Guru is pleased with thee. Sitting or standing, thou singest his name. Thy sorrow, suffering, and doubts are dispelled," says Nanak. "They whose mind is attached to his feet are men of perfect deeds," says Guru Arjan Dev Ji. On hearing this divine command, this hukam, a mysterious hope that wherever I go to the Guru and the Sangat will always be there to guide and inspire me, filled my heart. As the Guru says, "Wherever thou seatest me, there will I sit, O Lord. Wherever thou sendest me, there will I go." This was my mind attuned to the wishes of the Sad Sangat, the congregation. I accepted it to the will of God. Bairur Singh, a young man, was sent with me as my cook. The separation from divine companions was very painful. By their command, I was leaving. Throughout the journey, I sat in speechless, pensive mood and did not eat or drink anything. I do not know within how many hours we reached our destination. I got down to the Hasan Abdal station, from where historic Panja Sahib could be seen. I took my bath in a pond of purity. Then I paid homage to the sacred place. I bowed to the Guru Granth Sahib and sought the blessings of the living spirit of the Guru. I do not remember the hymn, which was read as the voice of the Guru, but it was very inspiring and encouraging. After seeking the blessings of the Guru, I went to Abbottabad on a tonga. After reaching the place, the sight of the beautiful scenery thrilled me. Abbottabad was wonderfully encircled by imposing hills. All around there were lovely hills, whose cooling influence had a very elevating influence on my mind. As a matter of fact, I had seen a hill station for the first time. By the grace of God, I got a small residence just opposite to two Sikh temples, which were known as Dharamsalas. I was grateful to the Guru for keeping me at his feet, even in this distant land. Even now and then, I recited Gurbani and let my mind and soul delve deep into it. Although most of the people in Abbottabad were Sajdaris and baptized Sikhs, yet their devotion was exemplary and impressed me deeply. Before they began their day's work, they always visited the temple, paid homage to the Lord, and listened to the sacred word. From the early hours of the morning up to 9 o'clock, one could see them pouring in like a stream of devotion, reading turn by turn passage from the Guru Granth Sahib. The same thing happened in the evening after 3 p.m. I felt a little alien to the ways and manners of the people of this area and was shy to mix with them and be free with them. Although there was hardly anyone who'd had Sikh form or followed the code of the Khalsa, yet they were extremely lovable and impressed me greatly by their genuine devotion. On Sundays, there were special services in the morning and lectures and sermons delivered in the evening. Yet I felt a little aloof and torn from my intimate friends and companions. The lovely scenery all around intensified my aloofness and loneliness caused by separation of friends and inspired me with inner solitude. The search for inner light became a tender passion. An ecstatic restlessness at times became uncontrollable. Then tears would flow down my eyes and I burst into a song. I went into the office and worked there as if compelled by duty. After hours, I attended the evening services at the temple. To avoid being noticed, I wrapped myself in a blanket and sat far behind everyone in deep contemplation till the closing prayers were ended. Sometimes I sat there all alone till Pairi Rur Singh came and compelled me to have some supper. In the office, I worked for about 4 hours continuously, and the haunting beauty of the hills attracted me so much that I restlessly wandered over the hills, where the solitude of the coal valleys thrilled me into the deeper depths of my soul. My searching thoughts, my aspiring feelings soared like a restless bird into the unknown, forgetting everything else and seeking answers to one and only. One question: what is the divine name, the mystic word that must be contemplated by a Sikh? I could eat very little and had very little sleep. I generally got up at about 1 o'clock in that cold season, took my bath with cold water. I kept a bucket of water inside, and it was very difficult to get it in the morning. When hands became numb with cold, after the bath, which I enjoyed very much, I sat for prayer and meditation till daybreak. Up till dawn I recited all prayers with the passionate devotion, but the ignorance of the divine name created a void in my heart. As Guru Nanak's birthday drew near, this thirst to know the divine name became acuter. All the savings from my pay were spent on some or other charitable work. After keeping money necessary for our food, everything was given away. I had sufficient clothes. I did not require any furniture, not even a cot. Both the servant and I slept on the floor, and we did not have to spend on anything except simple food and the rest of the house. A few days later, I received a weekly magazine and 2 religious tracts. All these contained inspiring religious articles, which deepened my thirst and search for the divine name, because these articles emphasized the need of divine name and charity. I invoked the Guru for these gifts through prayer. After evening services, I started praying to God for the gift of divine name. Prayer became a fountain of faith for me. In prayer, I felt an unknown power guiding me and elevating me. Tears flowed down my eyes as I recited these prayers. They were the tears of love and tears of passionate thirst for the knowledge and experience of the divine name. The call to the Guru to reveal the divine name became a passionate cry of my soul. One day, someone whispered these words in my ears: "Rise, my child, your true Guru, the Guru Granth Sahib, will reveal to you the light of the mystic word which you seek." I did not know who it was that uttered these words in my ears, whether it was the voice of the unknown from within or from without. I could hardly guess. Something shook me. I was conscious of my normal surroundings again. In a waking state, I was absorbed in prayer. A moment later, I burst into the song of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. "I am set apart from thee as a result of my own past deeds. Through thy unbounded mercy, Lord, unite me again with thee. Weary of wandering endlessly, north, south, west, and east, I have come to thy sanctuary. A cow that gives no milk is of you no use. Without water, the plant shrivels and bears no fruit. If I meet not my friend and beloved, how can I find peace and rest? A burning furnace is a hamlet where the Lord comes not. Transient is all ornamentation, like the smearing of the lips with betel leaves. Short-lived is even the body, unless the beloved friend dwells within us. Our companions and dear ones are like demons." Nanak thus prayeth: "Through thy mercy grant me thy holy name. Unite me with the beloved Lord, whose abode is eternal." Guru Arjan Dev. For the first time I understood the real meaning of this important hymn, and felt the poignant pain of separation as well as spiritual bliss within my heart. My aching sorrow, Vairag, was at its pitch. On hearing me singing such a plaintive song, Bhairav Singh also came into the room. Bhairav Singh knew a good deal about rags, and for hours we sang the hymns in moving strains. The last lines, "Nanak prayeth, through thy mercy, grant me thy name," was the burthen of our song. It was the inner voice of my search, and my mind and soul became deeply absorbed in its deeper meaning. My whole being became a living symbol of this prayerful song, and I felt that these 2 lines were particularly written by the great Guru to describe and explain the inner condition of my soul at that moment. "Through thy grace grant me thy holy name, and unite me with the beloved," were 2 passionate appeals which the Lord appeared to have written only for me. Like the ever-thirsty Chatrik bird, I was repeating the last lines again and again: "Through thy mercy grant me thy holy name." This cry poured forth in pathetic strains from my whole being. I just could not give up its sweet and soul-stirring repetition. The hope given by the unknown voice had already made a deep impression on my soul, grounded in faith. The more I prayed, the more I felt that the great moment was coming. Pairoor Singh took me to the bathroom. After the bath, I felt strange peace and poise. I recited the morning prayers. By the time I was reciting the Sukhmani, my mind was in a state of undisturbed bliss. There was boundless peace, faith and love in my heart. The ineffable joy and faith was beyond expression. My whole being was thrilled with the joy of great expectation. 10 minutes before the opening of the temple, I got ready to leave for it. I put on the wooden slippers and moved on towards the Gurdwara. While going to the Gurdwara, I made a powerful vow to accept that holy word as mystic name, which was indicated by the first hymn read from the Guru Granth Sahib in the temple on that day. I would accept it as the Guru's word and adopt it for spiritual practice and contemplation. A number of names are used in Guru Granth Sahib. Out of them, I decided to accept the one which was indicated by the first hymn, by the Hukam Nama, which I happened to hear or read as I went to the temple. All of the names mentioned in the Guru Granth Sahib would be accepted as attributive names, Kritam Nam. If, however, there was an indication of the popularity known as known divine name Vaheguru, through such words as Guru or Vahava, I would accept this holy word as a mystic name of the Lord. Even if there was such a hint in the verse, repeat Guru Guru, that then it would mean Vaheguru. With such a resolve, I moved up on swiftly towards the temple.